The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Get set to chat with Gerard, a fitness instructor. Good morning to you. Say again.
Good morning. How are you?
All right.
Good morning.
Right, good. Let's make sure which mic
you're
on. I'm good. How was the weather outside, though?
Not bad.
All right, cool. I was hearing it as raining cats and dogs. All right, so we're talking about balancing nutrition and fitness. And, I mean, that is a very weighty topic, eh?
It is.
Because these days, everybody trying to be fit. Everybody trying to balance this thing. Everybody want to be, you know, exercising and stuff like that. Are we doing it wrong? Should we contact someone like you to get involved in these type of things? Share some insight with me this morning.
I would always advise that you speak to or have a decent relationship, whether it be a working or a friendship with someone in the fitness industry. Because there's a lot of misinformation that is constantly being shared.
Mm-hmm.
And it causes a lot of fear mongering amongst people. So it just hinders them from making any progress, or even if they're trying to make any progress at all,
mm-hmm.
or if they're making any progress at all, telling them that it's not fast enough, it's just different misinformation.
But what type of information let's identify who you are first. You are a fitness and nutritionist?
So I'm a personal trainer, fitness instructor. So I call myself a fitness professional.
Oh, you're a fitness professional and you are a personal instructor?
Yes, I am.
All right, cool. And I mean, it's all about health. People are told to your health is your wealth.
Correct.
And all them kind of thing, you know. Let's talk about the importance of, you know, a fitness instructor. Let's talk about the importance of fitness in a whole.
It's a lifestyle, you know. So, fortunately, Trinidad has Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
And Carnival is one of the main fires of us getting any shape. Because it's usually a really telling time if you're unfit. 2 days on the road, you're feeling terrible after. Most people are saying, yeah, next year I'm going to start a train from earlier, etc. If you make it a lifestyle, it'll be much easier in general. So the little bits every day, just forming daily habits that would change your life so you can live a long, healthy life.
You know, what comes in tandem with fitness is also your diet.
Correct.
How do you assist persons with this in this area?
So I usually advise. A lot of people just go too hard or too aggressively. No sugar, no flour. Sometimes you can dabble with it a little bit and live. So for instance, there are special occasions where you may want to. Because often when you stop too abruptly, your body goes into shock and then you crave it even more. So I always advise weaning off a little bit or just making room for it. If you know you need to make adjustments to your diet.
I like that statement, eh? And I want to revisit that. 14 after 9. Slowly making it on the 15 mark. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're chatting with Gerard. You know, it's all about fitness this morning in our Health Hub conversations as we deal with balancing nutrition and fitness. So we're going to talk. So we're taking a quick commercial break and we'll be back. It is the Human Impact.
Are you tired of the same old boring drive home from work?
Look no further.
Get ready for the ultimate after-work rush with Freedom 106.5 FM's The Overdrive with Davey. Mondays to Fridays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Let Davey take you on a thrilling ride of non-stop entertainment and education. He covers the topics of the day, delves into the latest food and lifestyle trends, and brings dynamic guests from exciting professions to share their professional stories and experiences. Take advantage of this energizing and engaging experience. Tune into Freedom 106.5 FM. Mondays to Fridays, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. for The Overdrive. Overdrive with Davey. The ultimate way to end your day with a bang. Bang.
Where do future skills begin? Right here at Costa's Open Day. Join us on Saturday, July 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the City Campus, Port of Spain. Take a campus tour, meet students and alumni, explore financing and even attend a live lecture. New applicants? Get same-day admission approval. Don't miss your chance to jumpstart your career. Register now at costa.edu.tt. Costa, your future skills start here.
Tune in to Betterments with Host Space. Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. for a program that educates and is solution-based. Space tackles the issues that matter to you, providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions. That's Betterments with Base, with a focus on education and resolution. This is all about making things better for you. You can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts and find solutions to the issues that matter to you. So if you want to make a difference and have your voice heard, tune into Freedom 106.5 FM and join us for Betterments with Base, Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Better for you. Only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that your voice matters.
Optometrist today is celebrating Java with gifts galore this July and August. With the purchase of a pair of spectacle frames and lenses, get a free frame to gift to anyone you wish. That's right, a free frame to be gifted to a loved one, a family member, friend, or even a colleague. And as an added bonus, all students receive an exciting gift for their cool back-to-school look. Now, that's an offer you simply do not want to miss. So, be sure that you and everyone you know receive these spectacular gifts galore by visiting any one of our 11 locations nationwide or call 223-2329. It's for a limited time only and only at Optometrists Today, the professional choice.
Power up your Saturdays with Gary V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in. You're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Gary V's infectious personality. Join the fun. Fuel the conversation. Speak Your Mind. Saturdays with Gary V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
The cricket action is heating up, and Freedom 106.5 FM is your home of cricket this summer. From July 20th to August 3rd, it's 8 explosive T20 matchups across Jamaica, St. Kitts, and Miami as the West Indies take on Australia and Pakistan. Then it's 3 massive one-day internationals right here in Trinidad, August 8th, 10th, and 12th, as Pakistan returns to battle the Windies on home turf. That's 11 international matches live on Freedom 106.5 FM, plus 11 dynamic one-hour highlight specials on CNC3. Follow Freedom 106.5 FM on social media for the full match schedule. Real cricket, real discussion, only on Freedom 106.5 FM.
When you need the independence to speak your mind, you take it on the all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5 FM. Engage with Davey on the all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5.
All right, once again, good morning, Trinidad and Tobago, 19 after 9 o'clock. We're well into the human impact this morning. I'm locking it in for Tusker Martinez. She will be back out next week as per usual. In the meantime, we are chatting with Jared here. And Jared, let's get a little bit about what you just said moments before we took that commercial break. You said that totally removing yourself off of a particular food base can put your body in shock, making you crave it even more. 100%. Elaborate a little bit on that. But what you think one should do rather than just, as you say, cut it off.
Everything in moderation. So whether it be alcohol, flour, whatever your weaknesses or your vice, for want of a better term, you can wean off of it. Too aggressively definitely throws you off physically as well as psychologically, because now you'll have a negative attachment to the food. When the food is not the problem, the control of your consumption is the problem.
But there are things called fatty foods. They say this will give you heart. So you're saying we could eat anything, but in moderation?
Yes. So as you gather more information, because as we grow, we gain knowledge. Mm-hmm. So which is why I always advise, have a relationship or just seek information about nutrition and diets in general. Mm. Not all information is good information though, because a lot of fear-mongering causes people to, as I mentioned before, totally want to come off, so for instance, avocado has fat, so there are healthy fats, and there are things that would add to your cholesterol levels. So obviously getting checks with your doctor and all of those necessary things, they would advise accordingly as well. But medical doctors, nutritionists, all of the above will definitely help you steer your way through a better diet.
So with that being said, when you look at the whole thing of treating with this better diet, here's something that bugs me. Somebody will just jump off, as you mentioned, of flour or certain things, and they're hitting a crick sun tea. They're telling you, in the night, I stop eat food, I ain't want nothing to eat, I just eating cricks. I will eat some cricks. I don't mean to call no brand, but the old people used to say salt biscuit.
Yes.
There was nothing salted about the biscuit. Eh? Yeah. I don't know where the salt biscuit used to come. There was nothing. There's nothing salted about the cricks. It's just cricks. It's just a biscuit, right? Flavorless in some instances.
Yeah. It's a standard cracker.
A standard cracker, right? The salt biscuit, and I don't know. And that was against the vanilla cookies back then.
Yes. Shout out to those cookies.
Yeah, boy, big up the vanilla cookies, boy, and the blue and the blue pack. You,
that's a classic.
But you telling me, boy?
That's a classic. That's a classic.
Listen, man.
That's a classic.
I remember one grandparent, because my grandmother and my step-grandfather, and then I had my father's father, you separate. So when I go by my grandmother on my father's side, she have a big tin of salt biscuit, as it were. But I used to love to go by the other grandfather, because when I go by him, I was introduced to vanilla cookies.
Putting all the good stuff.
The sweet biscuit. Yeah. You bring all the good stuff. You understand? So I ain't want to go by granny at all, because grandpa had the sweet biscuit. So, I mean, weaning yourself off of these nightly supper, mm-hmm. as we just call it, dinner, evening time, and eating, how is that beneficial to the body?
So this is another misconception. So usually you'd hear people saying after six and not eating. So intermittent fasting is something different. I mean, I'm in no way a nutritionist or a dietitian. Shout out to the nutritionists and dietitians.
Mm-hmm.
But I obviously have some experience in the field. So eating after six, a lot of people fear it after six and not eating. When really and truly is not really the time, but more so the time that you go to bed. So what tends to happen if you eat too late at night when your body's at rest? It's busy breaking down food. So that's why sometimes you get up either hungrier or more tired.
Super hungry too.
Correct. So because your body is busy breaking down the food. So if you take a decent time before you go to bed, so you eat, let's just say you eat between 6 and 8 or 8 and 10. If you go to bed at least 2 hours after, your body should have gotten the time to break down the food and would allow for a better rest. So you won't wake up as hungry. And I usually advise consuming protein before sleep.
Peas
has protein in it.
What else have protein in it?
So whatever your last meal is, I usually advise that your last meal has some protein in it. So whether it be meat, whether it be peas, whatever your source of protein is, but a healthy sort of protein.
A healthy source of protein. That's an interesting concept. I've never heard that one before.
Yeah.
You live and you learn, boy. Makes me wonder if everybody that sits before us here have a different spin on how they should deal with their bodies.
Of course.
All right, so let's talk about the fitness aspects. When persons start exercising and they rush into the gym and they call Jared and they say, listen, what's your brand, by the way?
So Body by Ben TT. Most people know me as Ben, so it's either Jared or Ben.
Or Body by Ben. Body by Ben TT.
Okay.
But you're watching Jared is not a muscular man. I mean, he's no big super team. You ain't no Johnny Bravo.
That's why I like when he's dieted.
All right, we will go down that road. We'll take that. I have one more little thing to hide my little thing. But let's talk about getting into the gym, mm-hmm. the importance of it, and how does one, like myself, come off of the procrastinating train? Because I always, every health and wellness show I do, I go in the gym.
Right.
And I don't make it.
What about starting with something that you enjoy? I'm sure there's a sport, there's a walking a dog, walking around the park, just walking. Walking is usually one of, especially for folks over 40, it's one of the best habits you can have. It's one of the best forms of cardio. It's usually light on the joints.
I like walking. There was a time I would jump in my car just to go to the shop.
Right.
I'd come out, right. Most amount of walking is to the car, and I drive to the parlor, or to the shop, or the whatever.
Yeah.
I drive in everywhere. These days, in my community, when persons see me traveling, or take a, and my car park up home, they tell, they come, your car don't? No. I just even I could take transport that will drop me mere feet from my door, but I take a different route, and even when I take that route and I jump out of the maxi taxi. I can then take a car that will still take me in front my gate. What I choose to do in the instead of taking, if it's not raining, I keep on and I bill a sweat and I take a walk.
Yeah.
I do a brisk walk or a constant pace. I keep a pace and I would just walk straight home, get home, sit in my garage, take off my shoes, cool for 15, and then hit the showers. But I walk.
Yeah, walking
every day.
Top. Walking and conversation is one of those things I could.
That's one of my favorite pastimes right now. Yeah. Walking and conversing.
You could get to a little jog, and then you could get to a little sprint. Sprint out, so something that I've.
I never jog or go dead, boy.
No, you had a jog.
I'll fall long.
So jog for a bit and then walk some.
Let's call you Ben.
Yes.
Ben, you ain't making sense with me. I go dead, Ben. I go dead. I'll
making mention, so there's a 5K. So I'm also a GNC ambassador. There's a 5K coming up. They will run and walk. I always advise, always try to at least one time for the year hit a 5K. I think GNC's 5K will be the best as well because they're good. They're pretty good. They're handling everything and behind the scenes. Shout out to GNC. But a run walk. Test yourself as a 5K and that could be a goal for every year. Eventually, you might want to do one more and then another and then another. So, and that could also take you to the gym as well because coming to the gym, I usually advise people if you come in, try not to go too hard or start with a personal trainer who is aware of where you are at. Because
I had zero.
So that's the thing.
I walk in the gym, I feel in shape.
Nah.
They say, boy, do one push-up.
No, and that's fine.
And I check one and a half. And then I fall long.
That's better than one. And my point is, start in where you're at. So you could also see your progress. So it's also to see where you're at and have an idea of where you could go. Because sometimes your goal for yourself, you might be stronger, faster than the time period, or even not so. But still stay encouraged. The movement is integral.
Wow. So let's talk a little bit about progress and how persons, you know, give an example of someone that you would have trained. Mm-hmm. Don't call a name and giving too much. But, you know, walk me through. Well, this one person came in and they had this situation. And then within this period, we was able to get there. How, you know, walk me through that transition a bit.
Okay. So I've had a client who had knee problems. Mm-hmm. That is a regular thing amongst those who are over 30, right? So it hindered them from training with intensity, which is one of the key factors in any type of progress, whether it be strength, weight loss, whatever the goal is. So we worked around it, and within a 2-month period, they lost 21 pounds. Training 3 times a day, sometimes 4, with very good intensity, also catering to the needs of the injury. So strengthening the muscles around the knee problem.
Mm-hmm.
So not completely getting rid of it, but as the weight dropped, the pressure on the knee was less. So, yeah.
But how do you get to help someone who feels a bit embarrassed coming into the gym for the first time, you know, knowing that maybe this is the first time they're really out of shape?
So
how do you get them to overcome that fear?
Making them as comfortable as possible and meeting them where they're at. So you're not going to try to give... Keeping my clients' morale high is one of the key things. So sometimes you train one day and you train very hard and you may be tired from work or whatever you may have been doing, and that causes you to not feel good about your workout today. But as a personal trainer, making sure that they're comfortable, protected, because most of my clients are women. So in our gym space, shout out to Experience 496, which is... a gym that I manage, an amazing team.
Where is that gym located?
In Val Park.
Yeah. Pastor. There's a lady out there too, boy. It's Natasha. I can't remember. She says Val.
In Val Park?
Yes. In Val Park.
If she told everybody.
Janelle, is it Janelle?
She's a good person.
I can't remember. Oh my God. She's part of the Health Nutrition Association of Toronto.
LaToya Hamilton.
LaToya.
LaToya. One of the excellent female trainers at the gym.
Yeah.
Great, a friend of mine as well.
She has been a stringent advocate of me getting there. And big up to LaToya this morning. And I have not been able to reach yet.
Well, this is your reminder.
Boy. LaToya kind of intimidating to her.
To an extent. But when you have a conversation with her, you see
of course, she's a lovely woman. Lovely. But see, LaToya, from my foot, nah, boy.
Yeah, no, she is.
As a man, you're feeling emasculated, boy. You're reaching the gym and you watch LaToya hit your 2 press day.
No.
They're saying, wait, boy.
No, but she's good at what she does. And it clearly shows.
It does.
But being a protector, definitely as a male personal trainer, being a protector, protecting clients from all the external forces that a gym might bring, making sure that the morale is high, meeting them where they're at, and just guiding them through it, because it's a journey. It's not... Usually people have the birthday goals, but it's a journey nonetheless.
It's a journey nonetheless. A journey. And that is what we want to get into everybody's mind. So in conclusion, let's talk a little bit about so if you have to make an advice to somebody coming to the gym for the first time, so we worked out any part of meeting them where they are physically.
Yes.
What type of recommendations would you make in terms of foods? Because if they come into the gym, are you coming to the gym on a full stomach? Do you have to have a hearty breakfast before you make that? And if you're coming in the afternoon, would it be after lunch? What are your recommendations to someone coming to the gym and food?
That's a tricky one, because I've learned more about anything else from my clients themselves. So some people don't like to come with a full stomach. Some people like to don't like to eat at all. It depends on the person, the day, the time, etc. I usually advise getting some sort of carbs in your system before you train. Whether it be a half an hour works for you, whether it be an hour, even 2 hours. Not a full stomach, but
so don't gorge yourself.
No, but consume something that will be easily digested, depending on the time period before the session. But get some carbs in, because fainting is something that happens. Not with me, but fainting happens, dizziness. And that's also because you may be exerting some energy that you have not in a long time, or just generally working hard tends to... Your blood sugar levels and all of those other things tend to be affected. So eating carbs, whether it be through fruit or something solid, before you train, so you'll have the energy to train. Because carbs are not the enemy. So people are saying, oh, flour, this, that. Carbs are not the energy. People who don't consume carbs are often not very nice people to be around.
Repeat that.
People who don't consume carbs, and Body by Ben said it, people who don't consume carbs are often not nice to be around, because you're snappy, you're sharp. I mean, carbs are not the enemy, and if your dietitian advises accordingly, fair. But if they advise, be aware that you might be a little bit more snappy. So it's just to keep that in mind as well. Yeah, it affects your mood for sure.
Well, you know, I was going to say thanks, but we had to continue a little bit. So food.
Yes.
Food affects your
mood.
Mood?
Have you ever been around someone who's hungry?
I'm sure. Well, they say a hungry man is an angry man.
Correct. And is that true saying?
Yeah. Okay, well, I understand. But then the food. Okay, a hungry, yeah, a little snappy, because a little on edge, edgy, because, you know, my brain...
Sometimes you need just a glass of water or some food. Sometimes you're even hungry. Sometimes you're thirsty.
You bring a glass of water for me and I'm hungry, we have problems.
Right. So then we'll sign off the glass of water. Fresh in your palate, so you can eat some food.
I got you. So the thing is, so you say a person who don't eat carbs,
it's often not nice to be around.
How about a person who don't eat meats at all? I don't know how they just do it, but bless their heart.
Bless their heart.
Yeah, I...
No, but I mean, there are a lot of people who, for medical reasons, they can't consume red meat. Or spiritual reasons.
Or spiritual. Okay.
Spiritual, dietary. It's different reasons.
Because I know people say, there's a difference between vegetarian and vegan. Yes. I didn't even know that. Do you know?
Yeah, of course.
What's the difference between a vegetarian... Come closer to the mic. Between a vegetarian and a vegan?
So vegans, they stay off of cheese, eggs, all of those things.
Oh, cheese, yeah. Eggs, and yeah. Dairy products.
Dairy products.
So they eat ice cream and then...
Unless it's vegan.
You have a vegan ice cream?
Yeah.
Come on, it tastes horrible.
No, it's actually pretty good.
What vegan flavor? You know this tastes real good, boy.
They made the flavors. They do what they do to make the flavors as... Yeah. Easy consumption. Sometimes you don't even know. Sometimes there's a little aftertaste, depending if you're familiar with certain products that they use in vegan foods. But it's... Yeah,
but vegan is generally dairy products. You're off of that entirely.
Yeah.
But
vegan is...
So, wait, vegans don't eat meat either?
No.
So what do vegans eat? Look like vegans have more problems than the vegetarian?
No, but the thing is, there are so many... People are so... So much more people are going towards vegan diets now that it's easy.
But what are you eating?
There are protein through other sources, whether it be soya, whether it be...
Oh, boy, okay.
Yeah. Whether it be peas, whether it be...
The peas and rice, I go do that. Soya, boy? No, yeah. Boy. You ever eat soya?
I have.
You like it?
It depends on how it's prepared. All depends on how it's prepared. It really all depends on how it's prepared.
I don't know how you could prepare soya for me to like it.
Soya chunks in a pilau and you think it's beef. Sometimes you think it's beef and it's not beef. And it's
we'll take a call here with this person saying, good morning. Hello. You there? You take your whole dial 7 digits. Boop, boop, boop. And then keep silent.
It's probably a foreign call. And the connection is bad.
Oh my gosh. Nine more digits, depressed day. So I mean, I don't know. I would be very honest. I think getting fit is the goal everybody should embark on. Mm-hmm. Fitness is key. Health is your wealth. Because what happens, you find yourself working a lot, putting away monies, and then in your latter years, when your health deteriorates, you're taking that same money to spend to get healthy. Hello, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just call to say, with all due respect, this program is interesting, and may this program like this must continue. Mm-hmm. Thanks again for the opportunity.
And thank you very much for calling 625-2257 and 627-3223. When it comes down to, I will tell you my story. A night I was working, boy, and my partner tell me we go in St. James. Have a roti place, street roti now, boy. I'm going to take this call here quickly. Good morning.
JP boy.
Tell me.
I am home. If you have a problem, then food.
We have enough.
I know a restaurant, a Chinese restaurant in Arima, plastic rice.
Of course.
Pal, I have no evidence of that now, but...
No, but I did not call any man.
Yeah, don't call any name, but they're selling plastic rice.
When you eat that, that's a poison, boy. And I wickedness.
Well, anything plastic is poison. You can't digest that.
All kind of thing, the fake thing, boy.
All right, pal.
We have to do something about it.
Okay. Well, hopefully the Ministry of Health listens and they could investigate all Chinese restaurants in Arima and see who's serving people plastic rice. But back to my story. So I went to St. James, and this was the worst experience I've ever had. Boy, say, boy, it was night. It was after 9. It was after 10. We going down St. James, minutes 11, and we buy this roti. And he encouraged me to buy a veggie roti. Uh-huh. And it tasted good. And
yeah.
By my third bite, my mouth was telling me, somewhere in this year, I supposed to bite a piece of meat. Yeah, I threw it at. I was so vexed. I said, no. Hey, what? Unwrap that. Think so. I don't want no soya. Give me my chicken, please. It was done. I couldn't eat it. Good morning. I couldn't.
Baby,
yeah, buddy.
You make Andrew. If I cook a soya for you and bring it, you going and bite it for you. You ain't going to know any different.
That's what I'm saying.
I promise Carrie, we are long just if you hear me, she will say, don't study my list.
All right, pal. I remember going on Independence Square the first time I taste soya. Again, the same partner of mine, you know. Boy, go from so with you, boy, brand, boy, the same pressure that for the last 25 years. And boy, I find he buy the soya with macaroni pie, and he buy a little peas, and right. And I taste that soya, and I want to know, what the hell is this, boy? You mama guy me, or I fake chicken you eating? What is this?
Soya
that thing
well.
Tastes horrible.
No, prepared well, it tastes really good. And it's like a decent protein sauce as well.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we hearing you. All right. Calls coming through 625-2257 and 627-3223. We're chatting with Gerard, otherwise known Ben 10?
No, just Ben.
Just Ben. But what is he? You had a social media handle, you was telling me Ben.
Body by Ben.
Body by Ben, TT boy. Body by Ben, boy. So, I mean, I bless the hearts. I am yet to taste somebody's soya. That tastes real good. If it's a stew, you could curry it.
Of course.
I yet to taste it, but from my experiences that I had with soya, it left a very icky taste. I know.
No, but as time progresses, the forms in which you can consume protein without being red meat,
it increases. Good morning.
Good morning to all.
Good morning.
JP, mm-hmm. Very nice program, and the guy you have, the fitness instructor,
mm-hmm.
Good advice from him. I have been in a gym for, I'm a senior citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And for over about 40 years, mm-hmm. Right? And I still go to my gym. I don't want to tell you my age.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think that good food, well, healthy eating,
mm-hmm.
water, and exercising, three things are very important.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to my doctor for my medical, he's always pleased with what I, you know, the results. And I hope I'm not stepping on anybody's feet. But sometimes when I see these overweight women and they are in the chicken and chip shop, I wonder if they think about their health. Thanks a lot.
But I love chicken and chips.
I do as well, you know, but in moderation. So sometimes it's not... Sometimes there's a lot of psychological problems that stem overeating and just overweight. And the environment has a very big part to play. Your friends have a very big part to play, because if you see a friend going down a route where you think they need to be spoken to or just advised in the best way, coming from a good source, a good place in your heart, I would always advise that you at least say something, because you really don't know. Sometimes just asking a question, asking where they are, asking their perspective on something, it would definitely help. Definitely help.
And that is something we can't negate, boy. Let's talk a little bit about how they can get in touch with Ben, Body by Ben TT. Let's get those information out, your numbers and so forth.
So you can get me at, my number is 497-7768. I am the proud manager of Experience 496 in Val Park. So feel free to visit and just ask for Ben, or any one of the wonderful staff will help you. Social media handle, Body by Ben TT.
Body by Ben TT. And I mean, I know it might be, I'm not sure if I should ask you, but I'm going to ask you because I know somebody going to message me to ask me. Let's talk about price for a personal trainer. How affordable is it?
So it ranges. So I always say that personal training is a luxury. Yes, it is a luxury. So most people can't afford it, but most trainers are open to giving tips or at least some level of guidance. So the price range can be...
From as low as,
it depends. So as low as, I know some people at $500.
And that is a session or a month?
Sometimes a session, sometimes a month. So it really depends. It really varies. Depends. So that
$500 a month could run you a session once a week?
Possibly.
With your trainer?
Yes. Even if it's some advice. Or it can range from, but most people are between $1,000 to $1,500, sometimes $2,000 a month.
How dangerous is it? Is it, or how... word just silly. Not dangerous is the word I wanted to ask, you know. Anyhow, the word just eluded my mouth. How beneficial is it for somebody to walk into the gym on their own, never use equipment, and try to do a workout? What is advice?
Go in a space that you know it's a little bit more welcoming. So, Experience 496, we have trainers on the floor all the time. You could come in, ask for some assistance, and they'll guide you accordingly. I usually advise starting with some level of cardio first to get your heart levels up a little bit, get your muscles a little warm before you head to any type of movement. Especially if you're over 40, get warm first. Do some mobility, start there, and then you can either use the machines or dumbbells. But start with some level of cardio and then fall into...
But somebody walking into the gym for the first time, they pay for the membership. They say, I want to pay for a 1 month. I don't know how every gym does it. I don't know. I hear this one day and year. However, I don't know. But they pay for it and they would like to come in. But they go on the treadmill. And then they're trying to do weightlifting or something. Because they can't afford the personal trainer. You're saying that in 468, is it?
496.
496, they have persons on the floor.
So we have instructors on the floor who are...
will see you.
Yes.
And they will ask you...
Feel free, and in most spaces you could come and ask the instructors, and they usually... So sometimes the machines themselves has instructions that you can read and it could give you some guidance on it, or you could just ask. YouTube is your friend as well. YouTube could also be your friend, because it could teach you the use for different muscles, etc. So again, if the information is out there.
All right, so thank you very much, Body by Ben TT Gerard, our fitness instructor, for passing through here.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.